Let's get back in action. Comptroller Jennifer McCain.
Hello again.
Hello.
Just wanted to let you know that we are on track to have the audit for you for your approval at the next meeting. With that, we are moving into budget season. So we will be coming to you with preliminary budgets throughout, and that has to be, the tentative needs to be to taxation by April 15th. It sounds like it's far away, but it's really not. As well, I wanted to put out there, if people have not seen the invitation, the county's holiday party is December 16th at Piper's at 5:30. It's going to be cocktails and appetizers. We'd like everybody to attend. There's a link on Facebook, I think, and you can RSVP there. That helps us get a head count for how much food to have. That's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gumman, do you have any questions for Comptroller McCain?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that staff report. Up next is Assessor's Office. Do we have Assessor Seddon with us? Moving on to the Recorder's Office.
Good morning. I have nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you, Drew. This is good timing. We have our IT department up next.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Obviously, as you can see, we're having some intermittent issues with our AT&T fiber. That was on the last of my list. I'll make that item first. It's been going down for about 2 to 5 minutes, several times a day, 24 hours a day. It's been very difficult to work with AT&T because by the time I get them on the phone to troubleshoot the problem, it's restored and their solution is, well, it's working now. We have some invasive testing scheduled with them this evening from 7 to 11 to try and resolve this issue. It looks like it's a Ciena media converter down in the slammer downstairs. But again, because the timing is so short, it's very difficult to prove to them that it's indeed their problem, and AT&T is difficult to work with in the best of times. So my apologies for that. There is the potential for it to happen. Again, it's been an ongoing issue for several days. It's one of our top priorities. So again, my apologies on that. It's work in progress. I wanted to thank the fire chief and the recorder's office for their recent security updates. Like the fire chief said, he got rid of the e-dispatch service, and then the recorder did some Tyler Apache server updates, which has reduced our flagging on our CISA and Homeland Security audits significantly. So thank you, fire and recorder's office, for taking those security updates seriously and getting those issues resolved. We have moved 2 radios from the fire escape at St. Mary's down to the new tower. We still have 2 more to move, so we're about halfway done with that project. Thank you so much, Erica, for letting us host there for so long. We're almost done to get all the junk off that fire escape for you there. I'm working with administration and HR to do some password policy updates, which we'll bring probably to the next meeting. And as a couple of departments have mentioned, the website is coming along. We're still moving some of the older material, the older agendas and things like that from the old website. We kind of hit a hard limit with our thousands and thousands of documents that needed to be imported. So that's a work in progress, but we're coming up towards completion. And that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for James?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update. Moving right along to Human Resources. Mitzi?
Good morning, Mitzi Carter, HR Director for Story County. I do have 2 items on the agenda that will be talked about later.
Okay, thank you. Let's move over to community development. Pete Renault.
Good morning, Commissioners. Pete Renault for the record. I'm just kind of reiterating, like Laura says, our website is up and running. We're slowly putting information back into it. Just going to keep it simple right now and keep adding as we go. Other than that, no other news for the day.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pete. All right, moving right along to Community Chest. Eric Schoen, is he with us today?
I am. Good afternoon. Good morning, actually.
Good morning.
Hey, let me tilt my camera. There we go. Good morning, everybody. It's been a while. I wanted to give you an update with the holiday programs in full swing. So let's start there. We're finished our Thanksgiving food box delivery or distribution. And we had over 250 people who were served, which is a large, large number. It might be tempting to think of that as a one-off, but it's not. We're seeing increased utilization of our food pantries in the schools as well. And I think you'll hear from Stacy when she talks about senior programs, they're seeing a similar level of need. So what I think you're seeing is the pinch of inflation is pinching people's budgets, and they have less money for such things as food and utilities. So happy to be able to do that, and we couldn't do it alone. We've had a lot of help from different groups, from Comstock 109 Ladies to Eastern Star to the elementary school who raised 800 pounds of food for us to the Senior Honor Program that also raised money to help us provide the food that we have. So a big shout out to everybody. You know, it's you really feel a part of something when so many people reach out to join hands and make it a success. So those same partners are really helping us to carry forward into the Christmas food box program. So if anybody knows of a family that can use a Christmas box, please let us know. Same thing is true for our Angel Tree program. We have had over 200 angels already tagged and put on the trees and adopted. So we're kind of reaching the tail end of those adoptions. But if somebody has like an emergency referral they want to make, just reach out to us and we'll try to make sure we can get that person the warm clothing item that's needed for them. So again, thanks to everybody because we couldn't do it without them. And then the other bit of good news I wanted to share, the good news about what I just shared is everybody working together. The level of need is a little concerning. But switching gears, we opened our infant care center yesterday. We had one kiddo. We know all 8 slots are basically taken, spoken for, but some of the families who've had their little ones elsewhere have to give their 2-week notice. But our infant care center is in the lower floor of we call it the Pink House at 991 South C Street, our admin building. But in the bottom floor, we've converted that into an infant care center for little ones from 6 months to 2 years. And yesterday was our opening day, which is a big, exciting day for us. And we're glad to be moving forward on that. So I just wanted to share that little bit of holiday cheer for everybody and some of that news. So I think that's all I have, unless there's questions.
Thank you for that update, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Eric?
No questions. Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Two questions, Eric. The 250 served number that you gave for Thanksgiving, is that Story County alone, or is that including surrounding counties?
Yeah, so that includes some Lyon County folks as well. And we can break out those numbers for you if you'd like.
Thank you. And my second question is just wondering if there are volunteer opportunities for some of this stuff. I have a teenager who's looking for some community service.
Yeah, so if they're interested, have them reach out and we'll try to plug them in somewhere.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good work. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
All right, we're going to deviate from my trusty list and we're going to go over to Erica Perry from St. Mary's Art Center.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, commissioners. I would like to thank County Manager Osborne, James and Tim from IT, Jason, Jeff, and Jacob from Public Works, Mike North and Story County Fire and the Sheriff's Department for their support. IT's helped with specifying and installing the proper audiovisual equipment that's allowed us to complete our new theater presentation space on the 4th floor. And we are excited to be able to offer movie night and other programming in that space, which, by the way, includes vintage theater seats from the former Virginia City Theater, which is now Grandma's Fudge. Public Works was fantastic, clearing our parking lot and driveway during the last 2 storms, fitting us in while dealing with the roads and other county properties. And it allowed us to safely prepare prepare for and hold the 8th annual holiday fair last weekend. And we can't thank you enough for that. In addition, we had a serious fire suppression system backflow failure on November 19th, just 3 hours or so before a wedding party was due to check in. And County Manager Osborne, Jason, Jeff, and Jacob from Public Works, Mike Northen, the fire department, and the sheriff and a sheriff's deputy, they worked to help us resolve the problem in a variety of ways and very quickly, allowing us to be able to host the wedding party on time and with minimal impact. And the fire department and deputy were also able to add a little levity to a very nervous groom who arrived on site in his pajamas. And I add that little detail because that's what I think makes Story County particularly special. So everyone at St. Mary's Art Center, from board, staff, visitors, and guests, truly appreciate the support of these folks and the many others within the county, including each of you, that help us with our programming and support our work. And we do not take it for granted. And we just wanted to wish you happy holidays and say thank you.
Wonderful, Erica. Thank you very much for that colorful update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Erica?
No questions. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Erica, just keep on keeping on down there. Now you got your hands full, but thank you for the update. All right. Thanks. Back on track. Stacey York, Senior Center.
Good morning. Stacey York for the record. I wanted to start by saying thank you to Public Works. Some of the similar stuff that Erica said, like keeping our parking lot clear for the craft fair. They also installed our new oven and new shelving. We received a grant last year and we were able to purchase a new oven. It is beautiful and wonderful. We also wanted to say thank you to Mustang Ranch. They donated over 200 turkeys for the Thanksgiving holiday. All of those turkeys were given out. Our food pantry numbers have increased substantially at all three sites. So the need, as Eric spoke about, is there. We also received a grant in the amount of $270,000 for the Lockwood Senior Center. $200,000 of that will go to building the food pantry for the new building. And $70,000 will go to a Meals on Wheels vehicle to safely deliver meals in that community. And last, we have a COVID booster clinic next Wednesday, December 14th, at the Virginia City Senior Center from 2 to 3 p.m. And that is all I have today.
Thank you, Stacey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacey?
No, thank you, Stacey, very much.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report, Stacey. Not seeing the judge today. How about the DA's office? You have any good news for us, Keith?
Keith Lewis. No, nothing to report today.
Hey, that is good news. All right. How about the county manager's office?
Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Just a couple things. On the 20th meeting, for the next meeting, I'm going to give you a legislative update, as well as Mary Walker and our lobbyists are going to come up, talk about general efforts that are going on in Carson City for the upcoming session. I will highlight AB 63, that is Story County's Interstate 80 safety corridor bill, where that's going. I will talk about the Assembly Bill 240 report from 2019 that I submitted last Friday to our legislative leadership in accordance with the requirements of AB 240, basically talking about the regional collaboration and contributions we're making to the region as a county. And then also that will go into the white paper discussion about the same. Basically, those two reports are similar, but one's much shorter. And then also PK O'Neill, our Assemblyman O'Neill, is sponsoring our lands bill, corrective bill, that will enable the county to take what the federal government quick claimed to us, get it over to private properties throughout Virginia City and Gold Hill and get that transfer complete. I held a town hall with our strategic plan and Linda Ritter last week and was able to share with residents exactly how that works and what it's about. And there's a one-page summary that any type of a person will be able to understand the entirety of the Federal Lands Act, as well as what the transition is going now. I ask anybody just to reach my office. We'll get a copy of that letter to them, and that letter's also on our website. And then lastly, just a reminder, we are continuing to work on the solid waste franchise request for proposal public bidding process that will be coming here soon. We have completed our town halls in all of the communities across the county, including Virginia City, Mark Twain, Lockwood, and the Highlands, and one that was online for the River District and for Tri-Center. And we'll continue public workshops as this process goes. That's all I have.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for County Manager Osborne?
No, thank you. No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions. Thank you, Austin. Last but never least, the Clerk Treasurer's Office. Wonderful. Thank you to all staff and department heads that gave reports today. We're going to get back to our regularly scheduled agenda, bringing us to item number 8. I'm going to start off with board comments to my right. Commissioner Gilman?
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Just a couple things. This last Saturday here in town, we had our Christmas parade and Christmas fireworks, which is pretty awesome, having fireworks in December. They're going to be happening again this coming Saturday. That usually kicks off around 6 p.m. And so if anyone wants to get a little holiday cheer in a different way, that's a fun way to do it. I encourage you to come up, and of course the merchants will be happy to see you as well. The second thing is, I just wanted to send a big thanks to Tesla for their hospitality. They had an event this week announcing the delivery of the first batch of Tesla semis, and that's really an exciting development. They've quietly assembled an assembly line right here in Story County to get those trucks rolling off, and so a good portion of Story County team was able to be there, and really an exciting moment for us. The last thing that I have is just to try to hold it together. A quick thank you to our firemen and paramedics. One of my kids this week, I was off the hill, and one of my kids had a seizure. It was a first time thing, and they were there to help and get them to the hospital. It's really comforting to know that they're there if we need them. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to the guys who helped with that. And I'll thank them personally as well when I get a moment.
Wonderful. Thank you. I got a couple things to address. The Tesla event was fantastic. I wasn't sure if it was a rave at first, but it definitely was a Tesla event, so I was at the right place. Fantastic to see things like that moving along. So obviously, thank you for the invite. On to more somber news, my list is a little bit lengthy this week. We had a Virginia City resident by the name of Mitch Giberson. I'm sure most of you know of him. His wife Louise is part of the 109, but Mitch has left us. And I don't have anything about any services, but he was retired Highway Patrol. I believe 601 member and a Virginia City resident, and they were very dedicated to giving back to the community. So we definitely have lost quite a few good folks. Gold Hill resident Larry Williamson also passed away last couple weeks. I didn't catch him at my last update. Michael Leroy Hamlet down in Lockwood passed away a couple weeks ago. And VC resident Thomas Lee Hines also passed away recently. I just wanted to take a moment to recognize those folks and what they've done for the community. I was literally just notified about 5 minutes ago, while he's not a Story County resident, I'm sure boxing fans will know who he is. Judge Mills Lane passed away this morning at age 85. If we could just take a moment for those that have left Story County and left this world. All right. Well, thank you. And for those who know the family, please pass our condolences on. Moving right along to item number 9. This is discussion only. No action will be taken. Public hearing on possible adoption of Ordinance 22-323, amending provisions of the County Code to reflect that provision of the County Code addressing traffic and parking regulation violations, which have been punished as misdemeanors, will be treated as civil infractions. This proposal is in accordance with the changes made at the 2021 Nevada legislative session. Assistant DA Loomis, walk us through this slippery slope.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. I want to shed some light on why this is before you today, and it begins with AB 116 from the 2021 legislative session. And I think that it was a fairly significant policy decision by the legislature to take misdemeanors, minor traffic offenses, to take them from misdemeanors to infractions. And the big difference between the two is that a misdemeanor is a criminal event. It involves the Bill of Rights from both the federal government and from the state of Nevada. And the significance largely rests on the fact that if it's going to be a crime, then you have the right to confront the witnesses against you, which means bring the officer to court, have them testify, and be subject to cross-examination. It also requires that a crime be proven beyond reasonable doubt. In the case of infractions, neither one of those requirements is going to exist. I think that the major impetus behind the policy decision really rested with the fact that in the case of criminal events, there is enforcement authority through the issuance of warrants. So if somebody doesn't pay their fine, we can issue a warrant for their arrest. If they don't follow through on some of the obligations that the court imposes on them, we can issue a warrant and follow through with an arrest. And I think this warrant process is really the reason why the legislature moved from misdemeanors to infractions, in that if a person doesn't pay their fine, a warrant is issued. Typically, that person is going to be found through a subsequent driving offense, and if there's nobody there to take the car, the officer is going to have the car taken to a storage unit. He's going to take the person into custody for on the warrant and bring him to jail, and they may be there for a couple days. Now, for an offense like broken taillight, if you're in jail for a couple days, you're going to see the judge fairly quickly. And the typical response for somebody who's been in jail for a couple of days or something like that is time served. There's not going to be any further fine collected, and the process of taking them into jail and taking their car down to the storage unit is a fairly expensive process and imposes a financial burden on the community because there's no revenue resulting from that. Another main part of the reason why the legislature made this decision is that this warrant process follows most harshly on low-income communities because of the low-income communities that don't really have the financial resources to pay the penalties and the assessments and the court assessments and fines. And so they're subject to much more warrant problems than most of the communities that are better off. Now, this issue of the infractions has been before the legislature a couple of previous sessions. It never got passed, but there was always discussion about it. Now, in the 2021 session, Assemblywoman Nguyen was the main sponsor behind the bill that was subsequently heard. And there was a lot of public input on it. The sheriffs and police associations were both in support of the bill. The Prosecutors Association was also in support of the bill. The main opposition to the bill really came from the city and county managers who objected to the fact that this was going to be an unfunded mandate because the bill requires that the sheriff's offices and the police departments establish a policy and get some resources together so they can implement the infraction requirements that exist in the bill. The courts, the justice courts and municipal courts also have an obligation to